where recycling goes. Intro. Welcome to the Applied Environmental Science series. In this module, we examine recycling not as a simple household action, but as an industrial system. Recycling involves logistics, engineering, markets, policy, and global supply chains. When it works, it conserves resources and reduces environmental impact. When it fails, materials are diverted to landfills. Recycling is not magic. It is a system. Section 1. Recycling is a system. Recycling begins long before a truck arrives at a processing facility. It begins at the point of disposal. When a material is placed in a recycling container, it enters a structured chain of events. Collection, transportation, sorting, baling, sale, manufacturing. Each stage requires infrastructure and coordination. Recycling is an industrial process designed to recover value from materials that would otherwise be discarded. It depends on clean material streams and stable markets. Without system integrity, recycling breaks down. Section 2. Collection and contamination. Collection is the first operational stage. Materials are gathered from residential, commercial, and industrial sources. At this stage, contamination becomes a critical issue. Common contaminants include food residue, liquids, plastic bags, textiles, non-accepted plastics. Contamination increases processing time and labor costs. It can damage equipment. In severe cases, entire truckloads may be rejected and sent to landfill. Effective recycling depends on proper preparation. Materials must be clean, dry, and locally accepted. Section 3. Inside a materials recovery facility. After collection, materials arrive at a materials recovery facility, or MRF. This is where sorting occurs. At a MRF, recyclables are placed onto conveyor belts. From there, a combination of mechanical systems and human oversight separates materials. Sorting equipment may include screens, magnets, air classifiers, optical scanners, eddy current separators. Each machine separates materials based on physical properties. The goal is to create clean, marketable commodity streams. The more contaminated the incoming material, the harder the facility must work. Section 4. The science of material separation. Material separation relies on physics. Different materials behave differently under mechanical forces. Steel is magnetic. Aluminum responds to eddy currents. Paper is lightweight. Glass is dense. Plastics reflect light differently depending on polymer type. Optical scanners use infrared light to identify plastic resins. Air systems lift paper away from heavier containers. Density differences help isolate materials. Sorting technology is efficient, but it cannot compensate for excessive contamination. The science works best when materials are prepared correctly. Section 5. Paper and fiber recovery. Paper and cardboard are made from cellulose fibers. These fibers can be recycled multiple times. At processing facilities, paper is mixed with water and turned into pulp. Contaminants are removed through screening. The fibers are then reformed into new products. However, fibers shorten each time they are recycled. Moisture and grease weaken structural integrity. Wet or greasy cardboard often cannot be processed. Fiber recovery reduces the need for tree harvesting. But fiber quality depends on proper handling. Section 6. Metals and energy savings. Metals are among the most valuable recyclable materials. Aluminum recycling uses significantly less energy than producing aluminum from raw ore. Steel recycling reduces the need for mining and coke production. Unlike paper fibers, metals can be recycled repeatedly without significant degradation. Because of their energy savings and market value, metals are a cornerstone of recycling economics. Metal recovery demonstrates how recycling conserves both energy and natural resources. Section 7. Plastics and polymer challenges. Plastics are polymers derived from fossil fuels. Unlike metals, plastics degrade during recycling. Different resin types must be separated. Additives and dyes complicate processing. Not all plastics are recyclable. Market demand varies. When oil prices are low, virgin plastic becomes cheaper. This can reduce demand for recycled resin. Plastics present both technical and economic challenges within recycling systems. Section 8. Glass and market limitations. Glass can be recycled indefinitely. However, glass poses logistical difficulties. It is heavy. It breaks easily. It contaminates other materials. Transportation costs can exceed market value. In some regions, glass recycling is economically viable. In others, local markets may not exist. Recycling feasibility often depends on geographic conditions and infrastructure capacity. Section 9, the economics of recycling. Recycling operates within commodity markets. Recovered materials are sold to manufacturers. Prices fluctuate based on global demand, manufacturing trends, energy prices, trade policy. When commodity prices fall, recycling programs may struggle financially. When demand rises, recycling becomes more profitable. Environmental performance is influenced by economic conditions. Stable markets support stable recycling systems. Section 10, policy and regulatory framework. Recycling systems are shaped by policy. Municipal ordinances may require recycling participation. State mandates may set diversion targets. Extended producer responsibility policies shift end-of-life costs to manufacturers. Deposit return systems incentivize material recovery. Policy tools influence economic incentives and system design. Recycling success often depends on regulatory support. Section 11, circular economy principles. Traditional production follows a linear path. Extract, manufacture, use, dispose. The circular economy aims to interrupt that cycle. Materials are recovered, reprocessed, reintroduced into production. Recycling supports circular systems, but recycling alone is not enough. Design for durability, repair, reuse, reduction. Circular economy thinking reduces dependence on virgin resource extraction. Section 12, summary of core concepts. Recycling is an industrial system. Contamination undermines performance. MRFs use physics-based separation technologies. Paper fibers degrade over time. Metals provide major energy savings. Plastics present technical and economic challenges. Glass recycling depends on regional markets. Commodity prices influence system stability. Policy shapes recycling infrastructure. Circular systems reduce resource extraction. Recycling works best when materials are clean, dry, and properly sorted. It is not magic. It is engineering, economics, and coordination working together.